Happy Thanksgiving, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us. We are so excited to share with you our new venture. This is coming to you from Pageant Live. It is a new show called Pageant Verite with hosts Kyle Hagerty, the incredible, awesome Kyle Hagerty, and myself, Carly Rose. This show is going to be unstoppable. It's going to be about the secrets of pageantry, uncensored. Whatever we feel like talking about, we're going to talk about. I'm coming to you live from the computer guy, Trevor Williams in Lewiston, Idaho, set me up today. And I know, Kyle, you're coming to us live from
Orlando, Florida, McKenna Walsh Consulting. I've been here all week creating divas, making beauty queens, and want to give a shout-out to Allison Walsh and Jennifer McKenna, Pitts McKenna, who is actually one of my former girls who's now cranking out beauty queens in Orlando, and they gave me the honor of being here working with their clients, so a shout-out to them. Actually, they're almost as fierce as I am, as they have produced 2 Miss America Outstanding Teens in the past 3 years. So, you know, I'm very honored to be here.
Awesome. And I love what your model behind you is wearing. Who is that dressed by?
Well, you know, it looks kind of Sherry Hill, but it's probably Tony Bowles. So,
is that a little something you were thinking about trying on later?
Well, you know something, I don't have enough cleavage for it, but I do have, you know, I do have the bottom half down, so, you know.
Love
you know,
the bow tie.
I do what I can.
Love the bow tie. You're silent.
Well, you know, I'm coming out with my own line of bow tie, vest, suspenders, and cufflinks, so,
woo-hoo.
You know, we need to talk about that. Now, you say that this is about telling the truth about pageantry.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about what the truth really means. You know, everyone have their own perception of what the truth is. So what we're going to do is we're going to armchair quarterback some of the most recent pageants like Miss Universe and Miss America and Miss America's Outstanding Teen and Miss Teen USA and kind of tell the real deal. You know, everyone always says that everyone is beautiful, and as we know, that's not true. You know, that's not always the case. You know, we look at things, and I know I sit there and go, how in the heck does she make the top 10 wearing that? You know,
and they seem beautiful on camera, but they are really ugly inside.
Well, okay, well, that's true, but to be honest with you, I don't care. You know, I mean, here's the thing.
Now, I care.
Well, you can care all you want to, but at the end of the day, the judges don't care about the backstory. They don't care. Okay, for everyone out there in our viewing public, let's just go ahead and give you the lay of the land. Right now, Carly, this is my moment. Let me have it.
Okay.
Carly cares about the girls being nice and being wonderful in the inside out and womp, womp, womp. I personally can care less. I want to kick some butt, take some names, win the crown, move on to the next level, and do it fiercely. That's all I care about. I don't have to like you. I don't have to like your parents. I don't have to think that you're a nice girl. All I need you to do is do what I teach you to do and win the crown. So, Carly, you can go ahead and tell them what you're looking for, because that's what I'm looking
for. So we don't all want Miss Congeniality and World Peace?
Okay. As we all know, Miss Congeniality is the jinx award to get. Girls, if you get Congeniality, you will not win the pageant. So do not strive for that. Strive for the crown, people. Strive for the crown. Now, let's talk about what we're not. I think that would be another thing to really talk about. We are not, you know, a place for you to ask, what gown should I wear?
Right.
This is not the place to ask, you know, how should I advocate my platform? Now,
we have a show for that. It's called Ask the Crown with Stephanie McCrane.
Well, yes, that is true. So if you ask me what's your best color, we're going to refer you to her. However, if your director wants to put you in a gown that you don't like and threaten to take your title if you don't wear that gown, then you want to talk to me. Because then I'm going to tell you what you need to do. You know, if your director puts something in writing about your prize package and you don't get it, guess what? You want to talk to me.
Yes.
So, you know, we want to talk about the topics in which no one really wants to talk about and sometimes, you know, needs to be talked about. You know, as much as we love pageants, and Carly, I would venture to say we're pageant Nazis, yes?
Yes, addicted completely.
We live it, we breathe it, we drink it. You know, however, pageants is like any other sport. You know, you have the good, you have the bad, you have the ugly. And like sportscasters do on TV and they call it out, well, that's what we're going to be doing. Now, everything isn't going to be negative and bad. However, we're going to tell the truth.
Right.
Can the congregation say amen?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Okay. Or you say, Miss Carly.
So when you're afraid to say something as a pageant girl, and you're thinking, well, if I say something, they're just going to say I was a poor winner or I didn't win. So I shut up and I put my tail between my legs and I run away. Right. You want to get a hold of us and let us know your story.
Well, you know, we want to be really careful that we don't, this is not just about pissing and moaning.
Oh, you know, I love to piss and moan.
Well, piss and moan is not bad, but piss and moan without substance doesn't really mean a whole lot.
I agree.
It really doesn't. I mean, there are times when I sit and I watch a pageant or a competition, and I scratch my head and go, how in the heck did that happen? You know, I have coached girls that have gone to a pageant, and I thought that she was clearly the best girl. Didn't even make, like, the top 10. And there are other times when I had a girl that barely prepared, you know, and I'm beating her over the head, you know, like, girl, hit the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And she winds up winning the pageant.
Right.
So this is just not about pissing and moaning. If you have a grievance or something that you don't feel is right, you know, then let's talk about it. But let me kind of warn you, you know, I'm on the side of what's right. I'm not on anybody's side, be it the director, be it the corporate sponsor, be it the contestant. I'm on the side of what's right. So if you're going to come to me complaining or having an issue, you better be prepared to defend it because I'm going to take you to task.
And pageant girls, I'm on your side, so I will go up and help you out on that.
Oh, well, sure. Oh, sure. And my thing is this. If you're pissing and moaning just because you weren't prepared and you lost, I'm going to get you together.
Oh, I'm not going to listen to you if you're going to piss and moan about that.
Well, fair enough.
Yeah.
Now, I need to do our disclaimers because we don't want to get in trouble.
Nope.
Don't want to get in trouble. So let's do our disclaimers now. First of all, everything we talk about, it's not scientifically vetted.
No.
Not vetted.
It is my own opinion.
It's my humble opinion.
Kyle's opinion.
Well, I say my humble opinion, but we all know I'm not humble. So that's the first thing. You know, we're not doctors. We're not mind readers.
Nope.
You know, we just have a vast level of experience in pageantry. So with that, Carly, why don't you tell the world, tell our fabulous audience about your experience.
My experiences started out when I was the ripe young age of 45. I have been addicted to pageants since I was a little girl, but never thought I could ever compete in one because I never fit into the criteria of what I saw on a stage. So I would follow all of them and read about all of them and worship all of them until finally at 45 I found a pageant for me. So I entered. I have had a city title, a couple state titles, a couple national titles, as well as modeling portfolio titles, cover girl titles, photogenic titles, spirit of pageantry titles, up against 20-something-year-olds when I'm 47 now, which is exciting. So just a lifelong love and addiction of pageantry. And you know, during my pageant experience, I did have a couple times where things maybe didn't go as they should have, per se, by the contract rules and things like that. So this show really means a lot to me because I think it's going to give a platform for women that have an actual grievance of some sort. We have a Miss America contestant going to come on, really excited about that, who was not allowed to compete for the crown. And I'm just really excited she's going to be able to tell her story. So that's my heart.
Why wasn't she able to compete?
Well, we want to save that for the show.
Oh, okay.
It's a secret. It's a little tidbit.
I guess that means I have to show up, yeah?
Yes. Oh. You're going to want to be there to listen.
Oh. Well, since we're going to periodically have guests, we have to remember that their opinion is their opinion.
Their opinion, yes.
It's not endorsed by Pageant Live. It's not endorsed by Carly. It's not endorsed by me or Haggerty & Associates, which is my company. You know, it is that person's opinion, and we are giving them a platform to say what they have to say.
Exactly.
Now, with that being said, I would like to say I've come out of my mother's womb doing pageant. My mother is from Central America. She's from a country called Belize, formerly known as British Honduras, and she was a beauty queen down there, and then you know, competed and did some wonderful things nationally and internationally. And then she was Mrs. Illinois 1993. So
awesome.
I beat my mother over the head and said, you've got to do this. You know, and so she did it begrudgingly. And lo and behold, she won. You would have thought I won because that's the end of the. She won it, but it was about me because I told her to do it.
That's
so anyway,
awesome.
She went to Mrs. United States, and I could not have been more proud of her. And the biggest argument that I ever got into with my mother was over her gown to go to Mrs. United States. You have no idea. I was so mad at her. Did not like her gown. Story for another day. Anyway, a lot of times my girls would say to me, I've been a professional pageant coach for 26 years, and a lot of times my girls would say to me, Kyla, you don't understand. Well, considering I'm a former Mr. Black America, former Mr. USA, former Miss United States, and a former Mr. Renaissance, believe me, trust me, I know what I'm talking about.
And you wear a lot less on stage in the bikini wear than we do.
Well, yes, I do. I always say the hardest thing about the men's pageant is that we have nothing to hide behind.
No.
So at 46 years old, 46, I'm going to be doing my last pageant. Let us pray that I get through it competing against boys who I'm old enough now to be their father. Which brings me to another thing. I now understand how Mrs. contestants feel when they go to their pageant and they're in their 40s with three kids and they're competing against 22-year-olds that decides to get married. I now get it. I really do. So my preliminary pageant is February 10th.
Awesome.
In Miami. Lord Jesus, help me.
Ooh, baby.
And I'm going to the gym 4 times a week, and we'll see what happens. Stay tuned for that. So
you might get distracted by all the Miami heat and not make it to the pageant.
Well, you know, don't make me be bad the first show. Don't make me be bad. I'm putting out there. I'm single, and I'm available. So, Carly.
As am I, single and available.
Okay, that let's save all of that for the third show. We'll talk about what I like. We'll talk about what you like. Let's hope we don't like the same thing.
Kyle, I may fall in love with you.
Okay, moving forward.
I already am.
Stay focused, Carly. Stay focused. Now, during the tenure of our show, we will be answering many questions that are submitted by our audience, okay? Now, I've come up with a couple of rules here. Now, Carly, I need to know if you're with me on this.
Rules? Kyle, I don't do well with rules or authority.
Well, hold on a second. We need to make sure that we're putting the proper information out there. We're providing the platform.
Okay.
We want to make sure that it's done properly. So there are two ways that you can submit your thoughts, your complaints, your ideas, or whatever. You can do so anonymously, and you can do so in person. Now, if you would like to do it in person, we would love to have you on our show, right, Carly?
Right.
Okay.
We'd love to. And we can disguise you as well if you'd like to be on, but maybe not show your face.
Well, okay. We can do that. We can do that. I'm all about the intrigue of it.
Yeah.
So let me put this out there, though. If you decide to put something out there, giving us a complaint without all the proper information doesn't really do us any good.
No.
So we need the details of what the information is, why you feel your grievance is legitimate, and whom your grievance is with. However, let me be clear. If you call it out, we will give that person the opportunity to reply.
Agree.
So please understand that. We will do that. So just simply throwing mud at a wall is not good enough. So if you say X director did not give you your prize, we will contact that director to see if you got your prize.
Right.
So, you know, again, we want to give you the avenue to put whatever out there that you want to be out there. But, again, be prepared to follow through. And, again, if you are a director and you want to talk about dethroning your winner, guess what? We're going to contact your winner.
Yes.
So it works both ways. Carly, what are your thoughts on that?
I agree. Those are great rules. I can absolutely abide by them. So help me, Kyle.
Right. Exactly. Now, our approach is very different, you know, like we discussed earlier. You know, I don't consider myself to be a bad guy, but sometimes, you know, I just tend to call it as I see it. And in this world of pageantry today, with there being so many pageants out there, I see so many people making so many mistakes and not making the right decisions that they need to make. So I'm going to do our first shout-out our first shout out is for this.
Yeah.
How about that? Yes.
I read it. It's great.
It is great. It is producing winners, your pathway to the crown. Now, this is very different than your how do I answer interview question, what gown do I wear, what pageant do I pick. It tells you the real deal. So as you're listening to me talking, as you see the tone and flair that I talk with, it's very much in the book. Everything in the book is real. Everything in the book is true. There are worksheets in there for you to create the strategy in order to win. So if you want something that's a little bit softer in tone, that's what I call bubblegum and lollipops, this is not your book, and I am not your guy. However, if you want the real deal in the sport of pageantry, you can order it at www.producingwinners.com. So that's our first shout-out.
Awesome.
Now, Carly, we need to talk about the segments of the show that we're going to do. So I want to talk about the first one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You are ready. The first segment that we will do is called The Real Deal with Carly.
We're going to get real.
We're going to get real. So what's going to happen?
I might just say to you, get real.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So if you are a contestant, Carly is your girl. If you have a challenge, if you have a question, and remember, it's not a just how to prepare. It's about the strategy of competing and being successful, you will ask Carly. Or if you are a coach or a director, you can come to my segment, which is Kyle's Corner. And that's Kyle with the K and Corner with the K.
Of course.
Of course. Of course. So that is for directors and for coaches. You know, I have the pleasure of working with other coaches. I don't look at other coaches as enemies. You know, a lot of times coaches feel that they can't work together. I have coaches from around the country that will bring me in, you know, to work on modeling technique or to work on current events or to work on a specific specialty, you know, because I do coach everything and I do it at a high level. So I have a very good relationship with coaches as well as directors. And let me tell you, they have the same challenges as many contestants do.
Yes.
So, Carly, I'm going to put you to the test. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Obviously, my clients have always got something to say. So I'm going to put one of their things in the form of a question to you. So we're auditioning you for your segment. Are you ready?
Okay. I hope I do really good.
Okay.
Okay. I'm so nervous. Oh, my
God.
Are
you ready? Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Dear Carly, my pageant coach, coaching another contestant is consistently placing higher than me when I'm in pageants. I feel that he happens to be me, by the way.
Okay.
I feel that he gives her better material than me. How do I handle this? In other words, one of my clients competes against another one of my clients, and the client that she's competing with consistently beats her, and so now she feels that I give her, this other girl, better material than I give her. How should she handle it?
Well, do you, Kyle?
Really?
She should handle it by finding another coach. Not just sometimes we don't blend with who we need to blend with. And she just needs to get real and find herself another coach.
Well, and you know, I really don't have a problem with that. You know, I'll be the first one to say that I'm not everyone's cup of tea. Right. You know, that you need to find a coach that really works for you. You know, again, like I said earlier, I'm at McKenna Walsh Consulting, you know, pageant coaching organization. Jennifer McKenna and I are very close. And on numerous occasions, I have taken my clients and referred them to her because I feel that she's a better fit because at the end of the day, it's about the girl.
And getting real, you know, the other girl is probably just, she's doing better. It has nothing to do with your coaching skills. Not that your coaching skills aren't incredible, but you're giving the same to both of them. One is just a more superior competitor. That is why she's winning. Nothing to do with your coaching skills.
Well, not only that, but then I start asking, how often are you going to the gym?
Right.
Let me take a look at your food log and see what you're eating. You know,
and how does she respond to that?
Well, Kyle, I had a lot of homework, or Kyle, I had to study, or Kyle, I understand that, but your parents are spending thousands of dollars of you to compete in pageant, and you're complaining that I'm not giving you more challenging material to compete. Why am I going to show you how to do a Dior turn for a swimsuit competition and you can't give me a decent half pivot.
And your other girl, is she doing all those things?
Well, goodness, yes.
Yeah.
Because she practiced. You know, and so maybe. And another thing, too, about going to another coach, I'm not opposed to that. We're going to talk about that in a minute. I do have another question for you. One more. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay, next one. I just want, dear Carly, I just won my local title to compete for my state pageant for Miss, it's a state pageant, we won't say what state, for the USA system. My director says that I need to change my hair color, get my teeth fixed, and lose about 8 pounds. I don't know what to do. I can't afford to do all of those things. What should I do?
One of them was get her teeth fixed, lose 8 pounds.
Color her hair.
Color her hair.
8 pounds.
So it wouldn't cost anything to lose 8 pounds or color her hair. Question is that director just, is she being too demanding in what she's asking? I would get you as my pageant coach, and I would say, Kyle, what do you think?
Do what you need to do to get what you need to get. Suck it up. Lose the weight. Go to your dentist. Get your veneers like mine.
Okay. So, there's
get them done.
I know. See, I'm all cutesy and...
Okay.
Oh, poor honey. I'm so sorry they want you to color your hair. I'm so
okay. Shout out to Dr. Jerry Brown for my fantastic veneers. Second shout out.
They are beautiful.
Okay. Get them done. You cannot win a major pageant and your smile is not in order. You just can't do it. If you're competing in a pageant that has swimsuit, get your body in order.
That's true.
It is not that hard. And then you get to, well, they should accept me for who I am. No, they don't.
Then there's other mainstream pageants you can enter that don't take that into consideration. Get out of the main ones.
Well, I had a girl say to me the other day, and I'm glad you brought that up. I have a young lady who wants to do USA. You know, she's a pretty girl, but she got about 15 pounds to lose, and, you know, it's her first pageant and so on and so forth. And so I recommended other pageants to her that were not USA, because we all know USA is the Victoria's Secret of pageants. Yes, we do
right.
know that. Okay,
yeah.
If you don't know that, you need to understand it.
Right.
So she says to me, well, those other pageants, are they fat girl pageants? So are those other pageants fat girl pageants, Carly?
There are some that, I mean, depends on your attitude about how you speak about people. I like to use the word curvy, of course. I do believe there are healthy curves and there are extremely unhealthy curves. The pageant I'm part of, Today's an American Woman, has divisions for every girl, whether you are petite, older, more plus, everything.
Okay, we'll give you a shout-out to Jara Lynn, the director.
Jara Lynn, yo, Today's American Woman, yeah.
We love Jara Lynn.
I don't like the word fat girl pageants because I think it negates them from having their place in the pageant world. I think there is a place for everyone to earn the crown that they want to win.
Well, you know, the way that I feel about it is that you have to know what you're getting into and you have to know where you're going.
True.
And at the end of the day, when you get the crown and sash, what do you do with it? You know, I say all the time, anyone can have one good day. One good day. You put together five categories, you know, be it, you know, interview, onstage question, gown, talent, sportswear, high fashion, whatever, depending on the pageant. Anyone can put together one good day and win a crown and a sash. It's the 364 days after that one day that really matters.
Right.
Okay,
are you going to put it on the shelf and let it collect dust, or
is
it a working crown?
Absolutely. You know, and, you know, at the end of the day, it's a job, you know, and I don't care if it's Miss Kumquat County Fair or if it's Miss Universe. At the end of the day, you are applying for a job. So let's talk about my segment. Let's talk about Kyle's Corner, okay? So
yeah.
If you are a director or a coach, by all means, hit me up. I will answer your question. So let's do the first one here. Okay, dear Kyle. I've been a pageant coach for over 10 years with numerous state and regional title holders to my credit, and this is a very true story. This just happened 3 days ago. I have numerous state and regional title holders to my credit. 2 years ago, I had a client make the top 10 and preliminary talent winner at the state pageant. This past year, she switched coaches, went back to the state pageant, and got nothing. Zero, zip, nada. Needless to say, she's probably an idiot. But anyway, I move on. Now, this young lady wants to come back to me. Shall I coach her? Carly, what do you think?
I'm always for giving someone another chance.
Are you kidding me?
I would premise it with, it's going to be a, I'll give you a certain amount of time that I may get rid of you, but I will give you a chance again.
In two words, heck no. No, not even a little.
Okay.
There are some exceptions. There are some exceptions. It all depends on what that client communicated to you. I'll give you an example. Right. Again, I am here in Orlando, Florida, beautiful Orlando, where the weather is a lot better than where I live.
Right.
Okay. National Co-Ed is here, and then during the same time, National American Miss is in California. They hold their pageants during Thanksgiving weekend, and they are two of the largest, let's say, kids pageants in the country.
Okay.
I have state winners that I coach that are a National American Miss right now. They both came to me, the three girls that won their state pageants, came to me and said to me, Kyle, there is a coach, that coach in that system that has national winners every single year in this system. How do I feel about them going to this coach?
No.
To get whatever they need to get, because this person has a true proven track record in that system.
Right.
They communicated that with me. I told them, go, take notes, and I want to know what she said.
Exactly.
You know, because it's about her, and it's about her journey in winning. Those particular right. clients were honest with me, so when they come back and they do American, USA, and every, you know, international and United States, I will continue to coach them because they were honest. If you have a coach that you, this is to all contestants out there, if you have a coach that you have a proven track record with that have gotten the job done, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And
right.
if you have to make an adjustment for the politics, and as we all know, there is politics and pageants, don't get that twisted,
right.
okay, then be honest with that coach. Let the coach know what the strategy is. So then they'll continue being your coach. Because if you do it behind their back, I'll be the first one to tell them they need to drop you like a hot potato and not speak to you ever again. So that's where I'm coming from.
I love where you come from, Kyle. couple shout-outs that we want to give. We have a special person. Her name is Kenya Depps, who has been a supporter of Pamela Prevett and Pageant Live from the beginning. We want to give a shout-out to Paige, Pamela Prevett's daughter, who is the founder of PageantLive.com. You can get a hold of us at pageantvierte@gmail.com. And we're
going to
get a hold of you.
I can't spell it. You got to spell it.
V-E-R-I-T-E.
Thank you.
pageantvierte@gmail.com. And Tracy Fisher Phillips from Cool Chick Radio has been really, really good to us. And, of course, Mediate the Crown. Before you get to the point where you need to be on the show, maybe you can get it, take care of it with Mediate the Crown.
Absolutely. And one last thing for anyone, director or contestant or coach or whatever, if we use your question on this show, you will get a free Skype session with me for either training or pageant strategy.
You rock, Kyle. Oh, my gosh.
Who the
Go
man?
Kyle. Go
Who the
Kyle.
Man?
Oh, Kyle. Oh. So we want to thank you so much for getting your dose of K2 today. K2 being Kyle with a K and Carly with a K. Pageant Vierte is going to be an incredible success, and we are so excited to have you all on for the ride. What do you want to leave them with, Kyle?
Have a winning day. Remember, preparation is the key to success. Make it happen always.
My favorite quote is from Danny Thomas. Your greatest success is not what you do for yourself, it's what you do for others. Thank you so much, and everyone have a great rest of your Thanksgiving night.
Good night,
Bye-bye.
Everyone.